Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 8, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 18. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Soon afterward, Jesus began a tour of the nearby towns and villages, preaching and announcing the good news about the kingdom of God. He took his 12 disciples with him, along with some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Among them were Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out 7 demons, Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's business manager, Susanna, and many others who were contributing from their own resources to support Jesus and his disciples. One day Jesus told a story in the form of a parable to a large crowd that had gathered from many towns to hear him. A farmer went out to plant his seed. As he scattered it across his field, some seed fell on a footpath, where it was stepped on, and the birds ate it. Other seed fell among rocks. It began to grow, but the plant soon wilted and died for lack of moisture. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up with it and choked out the tender plants. Still other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted. When he had said this, he called out, "Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He replied, "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God. But I use parables to teach the others so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. When they look, they won't really see. When they hear, they won't understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is God's word. The seeds that fell on the footpath represent those who hear the message, only to have the devil come and take it away from their hearts and prevent them from believing and being saved. The seeds on the rocky soil represent those who hear the message and receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they believe for a while, then they fall away when they face temptation. The seeds that fell among the thorns represent those who hear the message. But all too quickly the message is crowded out by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. And so they never grow into maturity. And the seeds that fell on the good soil represent honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word, cling to it, and patiently produce a huge harvest. No one lights a lamp and then covers it with a bowl or hides it under a bed. A lamp is placed on a stand, where its light can be seen by all who enter the house. For all that is secret will eventually be brought into the open, and everything that is concealed will be brought to light and made known to all. So pay attention to how you hear. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what they think they understand will be taken away from them. Once again, that was Luke chapter 8 verses 1 through 18 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. The word of the Lord is powerful, and the Spirit changes our lives as we let His word sink into our hearts, understand with our heads, and live it out with our hands. Yet few allow God's word to change their lives, as the parable in this chapter illustrates. The seed is God's word, spread around the world. Some hear the message, but it is stolen away. Others hear the message but fall away when hard times or temptations come because they don't have deep roots. Others hear the message but allow the cares and pleasures of this world to crowd out the powerful word of God. Those who hear God's word and let God's Spirit live it out through them produce a huge harvest. The women at the beginning of the chapter are great examples of this. They were from all different backgrounds, and they followed Jesus devotedly and supported him financially. Their lives were changed, and they lived out their devotion in practical ways. Their lives, like lamps put on a stand, are examples for all to follow. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How important is Christ's teaching in your life? Why is only hearing God's word not enough? What do you do to live out God's word with the help of God's Spirit? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.